coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your thankful couple, gobble gobble, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, November 21st, 2011.
And this is episode 36. Happy anniversary, babe.
Oh, you skipped the numbers. That's awesome.
What? 4 times 9? 6 times 6?
A happy anniversary to you, too.
18 times 2?
Times 2. Yeah, it's been 2 years.
Yes.
Since we said I do 2 years ago.
Yeah.
To this day.
Yeah, and so on a... Just say thank you, babe, for hanging there with me.
Man, I'm surprised you stuck around. I'm a little crazy.
Yeah, I'm a little crazy too.
But yeah, so I don't know. It's cool that we're celebrating our anniversary on the same day we podcast.
I know, and we also celebrated our anniversary when we got engaged, and it was a Monday before that we podcast as well. So
how awesome is that?
I know, you had no idea that I had all this planned out before, right?
You were like, okay, I know we're gonna start a podcast and it's probably gonna be on a Monday, so I should propose this day and we should get married.
I know, I was day. Like, I know the podcast is coming, we're gonna be doing great things.
But yeah, so it feels longer than 2 years, but 2 years has come fast. Does that make any sense? It probably doesn't make much sense.
Now, some people say when you say it feels like it's been longer, makes it seem like it's been bad.
No. It's not bad. It's just, I mean, we lived with each other before we got married, so that might have something to do with it.
Right. And, you know, and we just know a lot about each other, and there's still a whole lot more to still learn about each other.
Yeah, and it's awesome. I even told a story that he had never heard before, which is odd.
I know. It was great. You should share that story.
I probably will. When do you want me to share it?
I don't know.
Should we share it right now?
Hey, you can do it now, or you do it. Yeah. Go ahead, share the story, everybody, because okay, it was pretty good.
All right, here's the story. This is a story of when I first cursed in front of my mom and dad. Let's see. I was 6 years old, and one day I got off the bus to walk home from the bus stop with my sister. She was in fourth grade then, so I don't know. I think she was like maybe 9.
Right.
So we were walking home. It's a short two block walk from the bus stop.
And I'm going to interject here.
Okay.
Just save any embarrassment for your sister or anything. You might want to change the person's last name.
Okay. All right. So, my sister started telling me about her, fourth grade teacher. Her name is Miss Brown. Okay. I see Miss Brown.
Yeah. Miss Brown sounds good.
Names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Yes. Well, nobody was innocent.
So she was telling me how mean she was and how everybody said she was so mean and nobody liked her. And she told me, Miss Brown is a bitch.
Whoa.
So, and at that age, I didn't know what the word meant.
And you were, again, you were in the first grade.
Yeah, I was in the first grade. I was 6 years old. I had no idea what the word meant. Okay. So, you know, I just took it like, okay. So then we walked home that night. Wow. I had finished eating already. I had excused myself. My mom and my dad and my sister were still at the dinner table talking. And I was sitting on the steps, like around the corner, playing with my dolls or whatever.
Right.
And my parents were asking my sister how school was and everything. And
because your parents are awesome and they ask questions like that.
They do. And my sister was telling them how mean Miss Brown was, and you know, and it was okay and she was doing fine with it. And then there was a lull in the conversation. It was quiet. And so then hearing them talk about Miss Brown, I decided to put my own 2 cents in. I lean around the corner.
The crock away.
The crack away. I lean around the corner, say it in a loud voice because I was six, and that's what 6 year olds do. I said loudly, Miss Brown is a bitch. And I swear, my mom and dad's jaws dropped to their chest. They looked at me with these huge eyes. And my sister kind of shriveled up in her chair, like bending down. And they were like, Renee, where did you hear that word? And I was so confused. I was like, Deidre? And he just sunk even lower in her chair. Like, oh my God. So my sister rarely got in trouble, but on that one, she definitely got in trouble. So that's a story of me cursing in front of my mom and dad for the first time.
So we can blame Deidre for the road that you went down.
Yes. It's all your fault, Deidre.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I had a pretty good road, so it's not so bad.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, so that was my story. And to all of you all who are offended by a little bad language, I apologize.
But, I've dropped the word bitches before at the end because I love y'all bitches.
Yeah, so that was a story Jay had never heard before, which is a surprise. It's a Crocker favorite.
Right, right. And I usually hear all the Crocker favorites, but apparently that, never comes up. But I'm going to make sure it comes up Christmas. I'm gonna ask about it.
Are you gonna bring that one up?
I am. So this weekend, we watched a whole lot of television.
A whole lot of television. And
before we even get there, and before you even put the blame on me,
okay,
why are we even watching a whole lot of television?
Okay, because we need to get the DVR down before we leave to go on vacation.
Because what happens if we don't get the DVR down before we go on vacation?
It can fill up and start deleting stuff. And that
makes you antsy.
Very anxious.
Anxious. And we want to have a good vacation, right?
Yeah. But we wouldn't have had to watch as much, or we could have got the DVR down more, if Jay hadn't have gone and added a marathon of the show Gold Rush.
Yes, Gold Rush.
Okay, all right. But this is what gets me. We saw a marathon of the first season of Gold Rush. We saw it, I don't know, about a month ago. And we just sat there and watched them all and had a marathon. It was cool.
We did, yep.
And then the second season was coming out. I was like, Jay, do you want to watch it? Jay said, no. How many times did I ask you if you wanted to...
You asked me about two or three times.
Okay, two or three times. And each time he said no.
Right.
And then I come in.
But hold on. Let me tell you why.
Go ahead.
You finish.
So I come in from walking the dogs, and Jay was like, Renee, we might want to watch some TV. I was like, okay. I was like, why? He was like, because I put a marathon of the second season of Gold Rush on there. I was like, what?
I did.
You told me you didn't want to watch it.
I did. So here's my thing. So when we were going through the beginning of the television season and we were adding our shows, you know, we was trying to kind of doing the whole this and that, you know, put this in, not this, you know, what's going on, you know, and we've caught up on a lot of shows. So we've actually, you know, we have some shows that we are caught up on that we do watch regularly, like that night or something like that. So opposed to like last year, during last season, you know, we really didn't watch a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? We would have like, you know, we would have marathons of watching on DVR, or the TV was always going because we were always behind. So when I saw that we were, you know, working towards getting the DVR down, and they were having a marathon of Gold Rush.
So why would you? All right. So we go to get it down and then you just increase it.
Because we were
defeats the purpose of getting it down.
One, we're on vacation. So I was like, all right, it's just 5 hours, right?
Just 5 hours.
It's just five hours
of an hour long show.
Well, that's it. We're doing DVR, so it's like 40 minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, trust me, it doesn't recognize it as 40 minutes of show, okay?
Hey.
It recognizes it as an hour.
So we started with our DVR in the front room up to like,
80.
No, it was 79%.
No.
No, it was 79%.
No, that's because Gold Rush was still taping.
No, it was 79%
no,
when
it was
we started.
82.
No, it was 79 82. Before we started. Before we sat down.
And then it jumped back up to 82.
Right. She let me finish, Ms. Crocker.
That's not my name.
Well, you acting like a Crocker.
Okay.
No, okay, right. Nah. Let me talk, Ms. Valentine.
Okay, all right.
So we started off at 79. And we watched, I can't remember what show we were watching. Oh, we were watching, American Horror Story.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got down to like, 76 or 74, right?
And we had to go eat.
And we were like, yeah. So we went to go eat, came back and watched some more.
It was like 82% when we got back.
Yeah, when we got back, it was up to 82. I was
like, we lost all progress and lost some that we had made by watching all those American Horror Stories. So like,
and so I stayed up to 2 o'clock to get them all off, and I did.
And I was asleep.
Yes, you did.
I was asleep on the couch as he was watching all the Gold Rushes.
But I caught you up to what's going on, and the DVR was down to 54 by the time I finished. So aren't you proud of me?
But think about what it would be down if we hadn't put Gold Rush on there.
But what else were we going to watch? Because there's everything tons of us. We had to watch stuff
Grimm.
On. Grimm. Okay, Grimm, you got me on that one. Because we were supposed to, you know, some of the stuff project, we had to watch
project,
on Hulu.
Project Accessory?
Oh, we should have watched that yesterday, but we didn't. Mm-hmm. Why didn't we watch it yesterday or Saturday?
I was busy playing video games.
See there? So we can't blame it all on
so
me.
So I was also playing video games this weekend. I played a lot. I'll be talking about that in the video game section, but I'm quite proud of myself.
Skyrim!
All
right, so with that.
Technology.
Man, this is not last week in tech. This is not this week in tech, but this is today. Today, Google announced the price drop of the Chromebook for the Wi-Fi model. They dropped their price down $50. They're going to be $299 for the Wi-Fi only model. And this is pretty good. The price was $349 for the Wi-Fi model if you got the Acer one. And if you got the Samsung one, it was $399. So it was like a $50 to $100 price drop on those devices. So that's really exciting that they're doing that. They actually put out a new update as well for the Chrome OS that my thing is sitting here telling me I need to update, but I am not going to do it now. And I have to say that, you know, I'm excited about that. And I'm excited about Black Friday or like,
I don't know why we don't do anything for Black Friday.
Well, I mean, just the fact that, you know, it's just there. I like seeing, you know, the deals and stuff like mm-hmm. that, and definitely be on lookout for Steam during our vacation.
Oh yeah. That's the fun part, the Steam sale.
Oh yeah. So with that, that was a short tech, but if you're looking to get a Chromebook, now's the time. And I got a coworker that got the Kindle Fire, and she's enjoying it. She used it to replace her Kindle, so I'm happy for her. So with that, let's move on to media.
Media.
Ip Man.
We had a Movies by Chance was Ip Man 2 that we chose last week.
Okay, I'll stop.
And we watched Ip Man 2.
Yes.
And it was good.
It was really good.
It was so good that Donnie Yen, who stars as Ip Man, what became my man of the moment for a second. I was Googling him and Wikipedia-ing him.
And what I found funny is that Donnie was my man of the moment during the first movie. You know?
Yeah.
And you remember me looking all over it, and yeah. I was talking about just like you were, I mean, because a lot of stuff you were telling me I already knew.
I know, but you were nice enough not to say it until now, which you ruined it by just saying it.
But okay. The moment's over, though, okay. So I can do that now.
Yeah, so Dunnian, the dude's like, what, 50? Close to 50?
Oh, yeah, man.
He looks good for his age. I mean, he looks like he's in his 30s.
Right, right.
Looks good, girls. You should go check him out.
Yeah, he's he's a really
George
good
Clooney.
He's a real good fighter. A martial artist. I shouldn't say fighter. And his style, you know, he learned Wing Chun in order to do
Wing Chun
in order to do the thank you, babe.
You're welcome. I had to correct you on that. I apologize. I couldn't let that one go.
In order to do Ip Man. So we definitely gave it 5 stars because we gave Ip Man the first one 5 stars as well. You may ask, did I enjoy it as much as I did the first Ip Man? I mean, no. But, I mean, it's really, really a good movie, and it's not something that's like, there was nothing wrong with it. It was just more of the first movie. I mean, I liked Iron Man better than I did Iron Man 2. Well, oh, God, I hate that.
And even if you...
No, because they had War Machine in it.
Oh.
because of the war machine.
Yeah.
Man, but that's not fair, though.
But even if you aren't into kung fu, it's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good. And the story's really good. The
story's really good on everything. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. The fighting scenes took my breath away.
Right.
They're amazing.
I mean, and he does all his stunts, and it's just really amazing. It's just really amazing. It's just really well produced, and I really, 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 really enjoyed it. So, with that, we're going to be rolling for this week's movie. And we got to figure out, you know what? We'll probably do it while we're on vacation.
Yeah. We'll probably do it while we're on vacation. If not, we'll get home in time to watch it.
Right.
So
usually say you thought I was taking the Chromebook?
No. I know you're taking the Chromebook.
Oh, I was trying to figure out why you was like, I thought you were, and then you stopped.
Oh, I thought you were about to say something else.
Oh.
I thought you said, I think we have to figure out how many rolls. And then I was like, well, we could have figured that out already.
No, no, you're going to roll 9 times.
9 times. Okay. All
right. Well, you know what? I don't have my calculator up or anything right there.
See? It's lacking. Well, tell me when you have it up.
All right. I have my calculator up. Are you going to count 9 or do I just need to add?
I mean, I can count 9.
You sure?
Yep.
All right.
I'm going to mark 9.
All right. And let you know, you're away from the mic. So.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hold on. There we go. 5.
All right.
11.
All right.
Going a little slower. I actually have to keep count. 17. 3.
I actually have, you know what? I'm using the big calculator so I can actually see.
2, 8.
I'm just saying that I can see.
8. 8 again.
2 more rows.
Yes, I know. I have it marked.
Yeah.
11.
All right. 69. That's 69 right there.
It's 7.
Oh, it's 7. All right. So that's 9, right?
Yep.
All right. So the number total is 76, which right now is...
Oh, please don't let it be something horrible.
76. That is Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex.
Oh, have you seen that?
I have, but you haven't.
I haven't seen that. I could have swore I saw Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, this is actually the seasons, the television shows.
Ooh.
So we're gonna watch. Actually, I have seen those too, but you haven't seen them.
Okay, so we're gonna watch like a couple of them.
All right, but hold on, we got it. So that's that. Yeah. And then we got random.org here, and the number is 155. Oh, what's 155? Red State. Oh God, it's a horror movie.
It's a horror movie?
3 high school boys answer an online ad from a woman seeking wild sex and soon find themselves in the hands of some dangerous religious zealots. Huh. It has John Goodman in it, too.
That's hilarious.
And it's directed by Kevin Smith. Oh, man, I want to see that. You put that one on there, didn't you?
Did I put that one on there? I might have.
Okay. All right. So you need to roll again. So, odd is the calculator and even is random.org.
Odd is calculator, even is random.org. And
it's always been the freaking...
Yeah, it's always been the calculator. But we'll see what happens. It's 18.
Oh. So Red we get State. To see Red State.
Is it a horror movie, though? Because it was horror
Yeah,
movie?
It's a horror movie.
So we have to make sure we watch something else after the horror
movie. No, I think it'd be fine. It sounds more like a psycho-type thriller a little bit. It has 3.1 on Netflix right now.
All right, cool. So Red State it is. Red State for next week.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. Anyway, so... as we said earlier in the show, we watched a lot of television because the Gold Rush, and I have to say there's something. No, it was 155, babe, not 176.
Oh, thank you.
I'm looking at the notes. With Gold Rush, there's something about them, you know, up there, these guys that have never mined gold until the first season, and they're in the second season now of mining, trying to mine gold up in the Alaska, in Alaska, and just the stuff that they go through. And
the backstabbing.
Oh my goodness. They are backstabbing. And there's something, I don't know, man. It's just really, there's one guy that was at, that helped him towards the last of the end of the last season. They kind of backstabbed him. It kind of, you know, made me upset. And now in the second season, it's not just about one mind. It's actually about the dude that backstabbed the first guys and this young kid. So it's like three minds that are going on. So they kind of split the show off, you know, because, you know, they're all having issues. It's kind of crazy. It's just kind of crazy. But, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool, though. So I really enjoy it.
Yep, that's Gold Rush. If you're, you know, if you want to see how the modern gold mining is going on.
Right,
that's
right.
A good way to see it.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you enjoy it, babe?
Yeah. Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah. Okay. All
right. Kind of sad when stuff goes wrong. It makes me sad to watch something like that. So
yeah, I mean, it's more what, you know, kind of what
it's real life. Real life makes me sad.
Yeah, and then I started watching another show that was on Hulu. Since you know we have Hulu Plus, taking advantage of that, watched the show that was new this season called Man Up, and we watched about four shows of it. We're almost caught up via Hulu.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, it's not it's a good laugh show. You know, it's about three guys that they all know each other. You know, there's the husband, there's the divorcee, and then there's the single guy that's coming over a heartbreak, and they kind of game together, and they work at the same place, and you know, the guy that's married, he's married to the guy that got divorced, his sister. You know.
Yeah, it was kind of nuts, but
you know, cool. And then the single guy and the guy that just divorced lived in this, you know, their roommates and everything, because you know the divorced guy can't, you know, find a place just yet and all this other stuff. But it's a really good show. I mean, I was, you know, some good laughs, you know, and good old guy jokes and stuff. And I mean, it's kind of, you know, a guy's version of Girlfriends. I'll say that.
A guy's version of Girlfriends?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Okay.
I think so. I mean, you remember, you watched Girlfriends, right?
I think so.
With Kelsey Grammer wrote about it?
And maybe,
the
yes.
Three black women?
I think so.
Okay.
I think I did.
That's fine. And so that's Man Up. And so that's pretty much what I did, except, you know, I'll talk about some of the game that I played later on.
Yep, and I actually finished Uncharted 3.
Congratulations.
Yay. I had a marathon. Was it Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
I had a marathon Saturday and played for like 5 hours, 5, 6 hours.
Right.
And I finished it up. It was good. Liked it as usual. It's the best movie you've seen in a while.
Yeah, and the funny part was you started playing that morning, and when you started up, you're like, "Dag nabbit, they started me like, damn it, they started me at the beginning, you know, at a save back that I thought I originally had."
And I was like, "Oh darn!" I was so mad.
He's like, "I can do this real quick." So you skipped the movies, you know, you kind of went through, hurry up, and then you got almost to where you were. And you saved just in case, and then the power went out.
Oh, I was so mad. If I hadn't saved right then,
oh my god,
it would have reverted me all the way back, and I would have like stopped playing for a while.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't have played until we got back from vacation.
Yeah, the power just blinked, but it was enough to make everything shut down.
Right, so. And that's been happening rather.
It's weird. I don't know what's going on.
Usual lately.
Yeah, but I put that up on Glide. Glide is the game service where you can buy and sell games.
Right.
Online.
Right.
Put that up on Glide. Sold it for $29. Bam.
Bam.
And then we have the Oblivion for the Xbox. We're never going to play that.
Yeah, I mean, not for the Xbox.
We're not going to play. So we put that up on Glide. Bam. Sold that for like $8, which is more than what I would have gotten anywhere else.
Yeah. And then speaking of Oblivion, I have to thank David from, you know, Sales Geek, I have to thank him for gifting me Oblivion for the PC, because this past week it was on sale for like $6 or $7. And so big shout out to him. I want to say thank you. I had it on my wish list, and that was a nice surprise when I logged off of Skyrim and it said, "Hey, David Sales Geek, you know, gifted you Oblivion."
Yeah, and it looks a little bit better on the PC.
Right, and on this, on Oblivion, I'm actually going to use some of the console commands.
Oh, yeah. He was trying some of the console commands. One of them was kill all. Right. It was hilarious. Like, everybody on the screen just drops. And it's so funny.
Yeah, it didn't kill the people on there because they were for the quest. So it just made them unconscious. And then they would stand back up. If they were actual NPCs that were meant to be killed, they would have died. So, yeah. And so, yeah, I'm on the cheat. So,
yeah,
whatever.
It's all good.
It's going to be fun.
And then we're playing tons of Skyrim.
Yes, we've been playing tons
and
of Skyrim.
That game has my soul. And I cannot. It's like there's so many quests to do.
No, in it. Give me your soul back.
And I love Skyrim. I mean, I haven't met anybody who does not like Skyrim.
Right, right.
And I don't know. It's a game that I can really get into. And
it feeds that checklist.
Oh, it feeds my need to check one more thing off the list. It is so, it feeds it. And yeah, so.
I mean, like sometimes I'll just log in and do alchemy.
Yeah.
And like, I'll log back out.
It can take you like 20 minutes to do a profession if you have a lot of mats. So.
Right, right.
I don't know. It's fun.
So, I mean, it's just a lot of pieces into it. So, yeah, I mean, it's like, you play it like you want. It's almost like, you know, I want to work on blacksmith. You know, you log in for 20 minutes and do blacksmithing. It's like, oh, you know what? I'm going to go help these people about this tree. And then you go help them. And no, I'm going to go to the inn. I'm going to go having some drinks or, you know, and that'll lead to another quest. And then while you're on your way to a quest, the dragon may swoop down and you got to kill the dragon and take his soul and learn to shout. And
shout, everybody now shout. No, that's not the right shout.
Oh, okay.
And Jay found a deal.
Yeah, this morning, the deal of the week with Amazon for gaming is Mass Effect 2. I might want to throw a 2 in there. Mass Effect 2 for $5. Actually $4.99, and then you got to pay your taxes and stuff like that. But yeah, for $4.99, you can get Mass Effect this week, Mass Effect 2 this week. And it's funny because I was turmoiling a while back about getting Mass Effect 2. You know, and I ended up buying it. Then I got the expansion pack so that, you know, it will forgive me if I didn't play the first one so that I can create the kind of tune or shepherd that I would want. And I have not played it yet.
And what did I say when you bought it?
Oh, you was like, you're going to wait because it's going to go on sale on Thanksgiving. And I was like, I know, it probably will, but I want it right now. And I bought it right now. And
did you play it right then?
Nope. No. Well, I did 15 minutes. You know, because I spent a lot of time trying to get the stuff fixed and getting it prepped up and everything for, you know, the expansions and stuff that I had picked up as well. So I'm not too worried about it. And then also they pushed the date back for Mass Effect 3 to like March anyway. It was supposed to come out in December. So
I haven't even played the first one, but I don't know if I'm going to.
Right, right. Yeah.
I might.
And then I'll tell you which package you need if you want to do the animated comic. So you can go through the steps to figure out what you want to do. Yep. So,
and so I picked that up. So I play Mass Effect 2 as well.
All right. Did a little reading here.
Yeah, I've been reading. There is The Way of the Shadows. It's a trilogy. It has to do with magic and assassinations.
Oh,
and
yeah. Is that the third book?
Yeah.
That's the third book of the one. What's it called?
The Way of Shadows?
Yeah.
So it was really good. And I really liked it. And the third one was better than the first two, which is what I'm noticing a lot of times with trilogies. Like, the third one's really good for some reason.
Right.
There's, I guess, because all the characters have already been established, you can really do a lot of action and everything. So, it was a really good book. I enjoyed it.
Well, that's cool.
And I started another book.
And what book is that?
It's called Dead Until Dark by Charlaine Harris.
And
this is actually the book series that True Blood is based off of.
Really?
I guess, yeah. So
is that from
it's the Suki Stackhouse novels. I guess they couldn't call the show that, so they call it True Blood instead.
So was that in our list of books?
Yeah, it's in there.
Okay. Interesting.
So and I'm it's not too bad. It's so I think I had read like the first couple of pages before just to find out what it was like. I think I read it when I was in the bookstore.
Right.
And then, but it's like their view on vampires is a little different. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, and I still intend to watch the show. It's still on my list to watch and I'm going to get to it.
Yeah.
Don't know when. I may be 45 before I actually get to it, but I'm going to get there.
Yeah, we're going to get there. And you know what dragons like to do, right?
What do dragons
Not like dragons, to? But wait, you know what dragons and vampires like to do, right?
What do dragons and vampires like to do?
The fridge is not prepared!
They like to eat people for food.
Vampires drink blood.
Well, yeah, I know. But
they harvest food. People for food.
But we're talking about food now, people.
And in honor of our anniversary, the song for the food section is Anniversary in the style of Tony, karaoke version instrumental.
Yeah, I went out and grabbed the instrumental of Anniversary because I know you like this song too.
I do like this song.
I know it's not It Never Rains in Southern California,
but yeah, it's still not too bad.
Yeah.
So, but it's a pretty short food section. I didn't really do any cooking because I've been too busy gaming and watching TV and reading.
Actually, you were doing a lot of work prior before vacation.
Oh my God, last week. I mean, there was one day I didn't get home till 9 o'clock.
Right.
Work was kicking my butt. So, I didn't really have a lot of time to cook, but I tried one thing.
Right.
Our good friend Rigor Morty sent in
What's up, Rigor Morty?
He sent in a recipe for a barbecue sauce, Brer Rabbit barbecue sauce. And I've never made my own barbecue sauce. I generally just, you know, add stuff to the barbecue sauce.
Right.
But this one had ketchup and molasses and garlic,
cayenne pepper,
onion. I mean, brown sugar.
It was really good.
It was really good, and it's a little spicy.
Yeah,
it's super easy to make. Like,
yep.
you can make the base of it, and just make the onion when you're ready to make the sauce.
Right,
and then it's like that easy.
Right, so basically, I'm really thinking about using some of this, making some of this for next time that we make pulled pork.
It'll be awesome in pulled pork. I'm really excited to try it.
I am too.
We tried over grilled pork chops,
and it was really good.
It was really good, so, and we have some extra in there, so I'm excited to.
I need to go get me a pork shoulder or pork butt and get ready to
pork butt.
I know. Well, so, actually, someone said that there was like. He said pork shoulder, and I was like, you mean pork butt, right? He was like, well, actually, you know, they have four shoulders, which...
They have four shoulders?
Yeah. Because, I mean, when you think about it, I mean, their limbs are can be arms or legs. But, so if you call it shoulders...
Okay. I'm not going to refute that, because I don't know much about the butchering cuts, but I didn't know. I thought the part that you would normally call a shoulder was like a ham.
No, I don't know. I'm no expert.
I am no expert either.
I'll say this right here. He sold me on it. All I know is pork. So I thought the pork butt was at the rear end and the pork shoulders up towards the front. But
I don't know much about pork cuts, but I know I'm going to want it in some pulled pork. So
yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that recipe with us, and we want to hear more. We have another one that was into us that I'll talk about in a little bit, but
right.
I love trying new stuff, so please. And this is the time to call out Wayne. Wayne sent us a recipe, and he was supposed to make it first
and take pictures
and say pictures
so we know what it looks like
exactly. And you have not yet,
so Wayne,
I'm calling you out.
You need to get on it.
And we have one thing in odds and ends today.
I actually have something else too.
Oh, what do you have?
I want to talk about it real quick.
Okay.
So, I got a promotion at work.
Oh, you did. That's right.
Yeah. So
congratulations.
Yeah, it was, you know, kind of a 3-year goal of mine of, you know, trying to go from technical tech analyst to a tech consultant, and I actually met my goal, and I was really, really, really proud of myself for getting there. So basically what this means is I kind of move away from more, I still do the day-to-day stuff, but I get more projects that, you know, are enterprise-wise, like setting up the link environment and then setting up, you know, what we did with good and stuff like that. So I'm excited, you know.
I am too. I'm very excited for you, and it couldn't have came at a better time, right before the holidays.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Yep. So I'm really excited about that.
And we also want to give a very, very happy anniversary to our good friend Alachia.
Yeah, happy anniversary, Alachia.
And what's so cool, Jay just discovered, it's the same day as us. Isn't that awesome?
I know. That was freaking awesome.
Of course, you know, they're 5 years apart, but still.
But it's still amazing. I mean, she said she had put on Google Plus that her anniversary, you know, 7 year anniversary is the day that WoW was released. And I was like, really? Because I thought it was the 23rd. And I was like, well, happy anniversary. That's awesome. Today's Renee and I's anniversary as well. And then she went and did some quick research. And was like, oh, it is the 23rd. She was like, it's much cooler to have the anniversary on with you all than WoW.
That's right.
So definitely.
So definitely happy anniversary to you all as well. Seven years.
Keep it going.
And then we have some feedback.
Oh, yeah. And then we got some feedback from, let's see here, Tidra.
Yeah.
She had mentioned to us about listen to the Shaky Sound or the Shakespeare Sound, Ministry of Shakespeare, which we mentioned before and on the episode here. And just want to let everybody know, if you haven't heard the Ministry of Shakespeare, go check it out. I mean, they're out there. They're on the Frog Pants Studio. Which you can find at frogpants.com, and it's a quick podcast with Reggie and Dana. We love those guys so much, and they talk about Shakespeare, and they break it down to a point where a layman like myself can really appreciate Shakespeare. So go get those guys check them out on iTunes, and you can also, you know, want to find a link, you can go to frogpants.com and click on shows.
Yep, and the information's all there.
All right. And then
we actually had some people give us some anniversary wishes.
Right, right.
So we wanted to give them a big thank you.
Right.
And
so
Jay's going to name off the people who did that. Take it away, Jay.
So we got we want to say, let me go down here. It started at 8:00 this morning. So want to say a thank you to Pelel and Estesis, which is Jen. I want to say thank you to Andy Caster, Art Soldier 1, Strumpet 101, Thin Blue Line, Karen, the K-Mat, Brandon's wife, Revan Geek. Want to also say thanks to Galadian, which is Wolfpack Casey. Want to say thanks to Nicole, and hope you're doing great out there with Mateo, and you guys are getting rest. Congratulations to you guys on the birth of your son. So thank you on that. Want to say thank you to Brandon Matthews and also Blood Roar. Want to say thank you to the Barlow Man and Cyberwave, which is also, what's her tune name? It's Ted Simi's wife.
McCalla.
McCalla. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Joe Zerbius, a.k.a. Zerbius and Hadzo1. I want to also say thank you to John over in England, and him and Gaffoni are... Yeah.
It was your idea to do this. I'm going.
I want to say thank you to Ishtuk, Dark Anders, Lowercy, Phoenix 1914, Serene Furry 83, Ice Warm, AIE Ralph. I want to say thank you for wishing us a happy anniversary. Also to Jonas and Dark Anders. Actually, did you wish us happy? We was talking about wristbands for leather cuffs for watches. Also, I want to say thank you to Political Gamer. Hope your book is doing well out there. We have to get a link for the show.
Did you say Jonas?
I did say Jonas.
Okay.
I want to say thank you to Tempest and Bacon Way and Alicia 13. We love you, girl. And Sky Beauty.
Yay. Good job.
Thanks. Thanks. And with that, I mean, I just want to talk a little bit about, I guess we should have said that earlier, one of the things that we were, looking at, where I was looking for a leather cuff that for a leather cuff watch, and it's been kind of a journey here for the past probably 2 or 3 days, and I'm not, you know, my wrists are not small.
Mine aren't either. Mine are honking man wrists.
Well, no, I got man wrist. Well, what kind of wrist do I have? If you have man wrist, then.
manly man wrists.
But it's really hard for me to find a leather wrist, a leather cuff that will fit for a watch. So we went to the Fossil store and tried one on and didn't really get to snap it. And then I called the local leather shop and asked about a leather cuff. And they said they'll charge me $350 for custom leather work.
And I was like, come on now. For just a cuff, $350. Come on now.
Right.
So I looked and they aren't that much.
Right. So, and then also our friend Chinbeard, Bill Doran from Punished Pixels, he also does crafting as well. So I'm going to talk to him as well. That way I'll be able to buy the Fossil face watch, the face watch face. And send it to him so that it can fit, you know, the way that I want it to. And so I don't know why. I just got like a bug to want a leather cuff. I blame Uncharted 3, actually, because Drake was wearing one and it looked hellaciously cool. And I've always, and then I also blame Serve too, because he was sporting leather cuff as well. So.
Yep.
But yeah, there's just a lot out there.
There but, is, yeah. We're gonna find one though.
I know. I'm not gonna, you know, do anything crazy. And I get worried about sometimes I get worried about ordering from sites like the one you pulled up.
Oh, okay. That aren't reputable sites.
Yeah, I'm just kinda like
I know, but we can find one that is.
Right, right.
So, and then we also got an email.
Oh, yeah.
From BrewDog.
What up, BrewDog? BrewDog
did what I want everybody else to do. Send us a recipe submission.
Yeah.
And he says, hello from BrewDog. I have been meaning to send this to you. This is an easy but good version of crawfish etouffee. Easy sounds good to me.
Oh, yeah.
If you can't find the crawfish tails, you can substitute shrimp. I can get frozen tails at my Walmart in Daytona. Frozen are okay for etouffee. So, and he lists the recipe, and it looks pretty easy, and I'm probably going to try that, next week.
So. All right. That sounds good. That sounds really good. I'm excited about getting some shrimp etouffee. One other thing that we've been doing, this weekend is the weekend that Sweater, or Star Wars, The Old Republic, we'll be doing an open beta for they will be doing a closed beta for all people that pre-ordered prior to 11/11 or something like that. So you might want to check your account if you haven't out there on the website, and then click the RSVP button, and then you're going to download the client, and then you want to start doing the download. It's like a 20 gig patch. Or 20 gig download. So start early, get it done, so you'll be able to take full advantage this weekend. I know we'll actually try to play it on Saturday when we get back in town.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get back in town in time to play it.
But
hoping.
But Mr. Galadian, one that knows all, said that they'll be doing it on Monday as well. So we'll have Monday off too. So, but that's gonna be a wrap of the show. Unless you have some more, babe.
No, I don't think I have anything left to really say. Just love each other and be thankful for what you all have.
Right, definitely. So, you all have a great Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And I'm not going to end it like that because I need to give you our contact information. So, if you want to email us a recipe like BrewDog did, you want to just shout out to us and tell you how much you hate or love us or want to hang out with us, or you want us because we want to hang out with you.
I do.
You know, we're not really that annoying or anything like that. So you can reach us by email at valentineblog@gmail.com. you can also see our blog at valentine.com. the podcast for the feed is at Valentine Blog, and each time that I said at Valentine, that is A-T Valentine.
Yep, and Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's TheCaoBoy. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. That's TheIceFlow.
And like I was saying, if you celebrate Thanksgiving or just take some time and be thankful, even if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, just take time this week and be thankful for those around you, your family, your people you love, and just for the things that you have. Because, I mean, there may be some out there that may not have what we have, and we may not have what others have, but we all have love. All we need is love.
And speaking of love, we're going to go out on a love song. One of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. And this is also going out to Mr. and Mrs. Alachia as well for the anniversary. And all the love people out there.
All the loving people.
All the loving people out there.
Make sure y'all get some loving.
And if you're looking for loving, we hope that you get it. But people out there on the sound of our voice, have a great Thanksgiving if you celebrate. Or have a great week. Love you guys.
See ya.
My love, there's only you in my life. The only thing that's right.
My first love, your every breath that I take, your every step I make. That beat as one, our lives have just begun.
Forever I'll hold you close in my arms. I can't resist your charm.